Stepmother Humiliation, written by Pull-Up Fiction, narrated by Lizzie James. Hey, hey, sweetie, what was that? Why did you storm off like this? Look, I know you don't want to wear her old pull-ups in front of her, but you have to. We can't take any chances when you keep having little accidents. Honestly, you should be thankful someone thought we might still have some of those around. At least they'll be useful now. Hush, I haven't told everyone. Just a few people here or there. And it turns out they did have some left, so count yourself lucky. The bag is almost full, so it should be enough for the next few days, okay? We'll try them out, and if you go through them too fast, or they're not thick enough and they start leaking, we'll go to the drugstore and get you some diapers. Only if those won't do, sweetheart, relax. They just look a little bit thin for you, that's all. I think those are supposed to be a step between diapers and panties, and you just might not be there yet. What? If you did tingle just a few drops, I'd say this is fine, but it's not really the case, is it? Is it? For God's sake, did you think you'd get away with wearing pads and stuffing tissues down your panties? At this point, what's the difference, really? You know we can't trust you in your regular undies, and you know you've leaked through your makeshift diapers already. Might as well wear something a bit more padded and not have everyone staring at you because you're a grown, young woman who just peed in her pants. Stop it. They're not even that babyish, sweetie. Look. You have pink panties already, don't you? And you have panties with hearts on them too, right? I should know. I'm the one who's been washing your wet underwear. So look, these have different patterns. You used to love Disney princesses. Don't act like you didn't. They're just a bit more bulky than what you have, but you'll get used to it. Is it your stepsister's cousin you're worried about? What? Because her mom asked her to go look for her old pull-ups? Honey, I'm sure she was as embarrassed as you are. She had to go through her whole closet to find those. Don't you think it must have been embarrassing for her to do that? That was basically admitting that she used to wet the bed. Now, she stopped wearing those pull-ups a long time ago. I'm sure she's mature enough not to make fun of you because you put them on just in case, even if you are older than her. I know it's humiliating for you, but isn't it better that she knows you're wearing her old pull-ups than if she sees you peeing your pants? I'm not saying you will, but at least those are hidden under your pants. If you do have a little accident, she will be none the wiser. If you don't wear them, she will still assume that you have them on, so it won't even change anything. And then if you have an accident, it will be doubly embarrassing. Besides, she's already seen you getting beet red when she was asked to hand them over to you. You wouldn't even answer when she nicely asked if she thought they'd fit you okay. Oh, this again? She was making a joke. She wasn't serious about the baby's Pampers. It's pretty obvious they wouldn't have fit you. She just didn't want to go through her old things. Like, seriously, honey? Do you think anyone here cares what kind of underwear you're wearing? These were made for little girls, so what? No one but you thinks about the little bows and princesses on your undies, sweetheart. They work all the same, and you'll be glad you have them when you get sleepy and drowsy later and start tinkling in your pants. It'll be much easier to just change you than dealing with wet clothes again. Oh, stop it. I mean if you end up having an accident. But let's be real, baby. We don't have you wearing pull-ups for no reason. Everyone here is well aware of the many times that we've had to take off in a hurry because a certain young lady had gone oopsie in her panties. I think that girl was very sweet to give you the rest of her pull-ups, and let me tell you that you're going to wear each and every one that was left in the pack. There has to be at least 10 or 12 in there. We'll see how many remain after tonight. But you know it's a certainty you're going to end up running into her when you're wearing those, so why make it awkward? Just get used to it. If she asks you how they are fitting you, you say, yes, thank you, they're fitting great. And don't worry, I'm sure she'll be discreet about it, and so will I. But if you don't hurry up and put on those big girl training pants, I might not be as discreet as usual. You wouldn't want the girls to know about your little secret, would you? You keep bringing up the fact that I treat you the same as them, even though they're all younger than you. But it's not really relevant, is it? I mean, none of them still wets the bed at night, and they surely don't tinkle in their panties during the day like you did. That's exactly why you're the only one I'm putting in pull-ups today. But if you'd rather be in a diaper, then we can stop by the store and buy you some. Even better, I can send the girls with you. I'm sure they'd love to help you pick out the right ones for your size. Then you wouldn't be all fussy wanting to stop every 30 minutes so you don't wet your pull-ups like a toddler. You'd have no choice but to use it because there wouldn't be any sliding them up or down. This might actually be a great idea. It would teach you a lesson about being grateful for the gift you just received. You might think those are childish, but at least the little girls who wear these try to make it to the potty. If you don't, then maybe you don't belong in them. Do you? Oh, so you'll wear the pull-ups now. Well, go ahead and put them on before you pee in your pants again. But I still haven't made up my mind. We'll see how you behave for the rest of the day. You keep crying about it, and maybe I'll take that as a sign that we should put you back in the proper, thicker diapers. Either you dry up those crocodile tears, take off those pants, and put on those big girl training panties, then come back with us and try to act like a grown-up and apologize to my daughter's cousin for being rude to her earlier. I don't care if she sees you in those pull-ups. You face the consequences. You tell her they're just the right size for you and you thank her. You tell her how useful they're going to be for you. I want to hear you say thank you. I'm much more confident now that I'm protected. Or, if you'd rather avoid her, I'm taking you to the store right now and we're buying some Pampers in your size and you'd be spending the rest of the summer getting your diaper checked. Choose wisely and quickly because I'm about to make the decision for you and you might not like the result.